You're listening to SBS News.
Wheelchair dancing couple Paul Ashley and Emily Bakitas Ashley together are showing Dance Knows No Barriers. Soon they will become the first Australian wheelchair dancing couple to compete at the World Latin Dance Cup in the United States. Mr. Ashley says their inspiration is simple.
To show Australia what we can do and show the world as well that it is available to people in chairs. There is that opportunity to do it, to have other couples in wheelchairs join us and make this a big thing in Australia.
The couple first learned Latin dancing for their wedding 2 years ago, and a passion for dance has grown from there. Mr. Ashley says the twists and turns of their routine have been a change of tempo from his past of representing Australia in wheelchair basketball and racing.
I love the fact that Emily and I get to do it together. I feel like it makes us stronger as a couple. Just the moving of the chairs, it's free. Emily might be stronger in some areas, but I'll be stronger in some areas too. So it's all about matching those strengths.
And making it work together.
In preparation for the competition, the couple has received some expert help. Nesta Manuelian is an Australian Latin dancing champion whose love of dance is inspired by his Uruguayan heritage. The Latin Dance Australia director has instructed the pair on their dancing journey, adapting the dancer's routine from a mix of Latin dance movements. He says their participation proves Latin dancing is off limits to no one.
Working with them, it just reminds me every day of how lucky we are to have what we have and do what we do. And they really are a good example that anything is possible. When you're on the dance floor, everybody's on equal footing. And that's why I think it makes it so good for everybody to do.
Latin dances such as the salsa, bachata and samba mostly originated from South America. But Mr. Manuelian says the international competition shows just how far their popularity has spread globally.
Latin dancing culture is about fun and having a good time. And I think no matter where you go in the world at the moment, when you say the word Latin, when it comes to music or when it comes to dance, it just makes people happy. And so what's happened with the dance is developed to a point where it became a sport. And now it's danced literally in every corner of the world.
Around 40 Australians will participate in the World Latin Dance Cup, which starts on December the 10th. They will compete alongside hundreds of competitors from up to 40 countries. Emily Bakitas Ashley says the couple are hoping their participation can inspire others to follow them into wheelchair dancing.
People in wheelchairs can achieve their goals and fulfill their dreams and get to where they want to go. And they can do anything as well as like a normal person can do. One day in life, me and Paul want to teach other people in wheelchairs how to do this type of dancing.
Mr. Ashley, too, wants their dancing to send the message that a passion for dance knows no limits.
Showing what people in wheelchairs can do, if they put their minds to it, if they have that dream, that passion to get out there and do that thing, because some might think that there are barriers that are put up in front of you, but if you really want to, you can break down those barriers and then just get out there and show exactly what you can do. Show what's inside you.
Tom Stainer, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.